Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
So today is our final cast interview. Can you please briefly talk about your cast experiences throughout the 2 years?
Okay, so at the beginning of the year, I actually did a focus group called Amala. So I did this for my whole 4 seasons. And then I did another service called Cognitive Rehabilitation Program with Apex Harmony Lodge during the first 2 seasons for my local service. And then as my creativity aspect, I completed ITP. So this is an instrumental teaching program, and I focused on flute. So I was preparing for my Trinity Grade 5 exam. And then for my creativity and activity, I did Kahani, which is basically like a performing arts kind of activity. And we're raising funds for an NGO called Voice of the World, I think. And I did this actually for 2 years. And then I did more service, so in grade 11 and grade 12, I completed student voice each year.
That's very good. So what's your highlight, especially for grade 12?
For grade 12, it would definitely be Kahani, because we were given the opportunity to perform live. Like during like these days, having COVID going on, most things haven't been live. We've been able to watch it online. So I feel like by having a live audience, even though it was just 50 people, it made it a lot more like fun, I guess, and it was much more of a memorable experience before I graduate. And another one of my highlights would definitely be the cognitive rehabilitation program. So this is a local service that I did, and I actually led the service. So we had to alter a lot of things and try to adjust it to the COVID situation. And there were a lot of challenges that we faced during that process. But I feel like this has been really memorable, because by leading a kind of service, it makes me, like, I learned so much out of it.
So as the chair of the service, you also led the first season?
Yeah.
With the new grade 11 students,
yes,
in this service, right?
Yeah.
So do you see this extra task as a burden?
I don't think it was a burden, because like I said, I think it was a good like opportunity to be able to like, kind of pass it down to them and teach them about our service, because we can't be chair for the whole like 2 seasons, and I had to make a decision along with my friend to pass it down, and the Mr. Hannah as well, to pass it down to grade 11. And I feel like I learned a lot to like look at the different skills that were required to make like a good leader and the types of experiences that you need. So it was definitely not a burden.
Yeah, that's very good. So in terms of the 7 learning outcomes,
yes,
which ones do you think you developed well? And which one do you think you need to further develop in the future?
Yeah, so I think the 5th learning outcome, which is collaboration and working together to achieve an outcome, was definitely one that I was able to work on, because not only in like the service aspect, having to work with people to plan like events, but also performing arts, so like Kahani, I feel like that wouldn't have been successful if we all didn't kind of work together. And I feel like since Kahani, I did it for 2 years, I was kind of more familiar with the whole process and how it works. But then having a whole different group, because in grade 11, my whole group was grade 12, so I kind of knew everyone. But then this year, I had 2 of my friends, and then everyone was from like different grades. So then we had to like kind of talk to them first, get to know them before actually working towards like creating a performance. And one thing that I think I need to work on in the future would be the ethics, maybe considering the ethical applications of actions, because I didn't really touch on that a lot. I mean, we touched on it a bit during Amala, which is like a focus group that focuses on like refugees, and we had to be mindful of like the decisions or the words that we use to describe refugees, I guess. But then in my other services or like performing arts, obviously, we didn't really consider this aspect. So I feel like this could be one factor that I need.
Yeah. And also, I think in university, you definitely will have more opportunities to practice on this goal.
Yeah.
Right? So Aaron, do you think the whole CAS like experience or the whole process develop you as an individual, not only as an IB student. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it has, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because, like, obviously just IB would be focusing on academics. Mm-hmm. And I feel like academics is a really important part, but it's not what fully makes you, like, identifies you. Mm-hmm. But then having the experience of doing service and creativity and activities really lets you learn more about yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you learn more about, like, what you like to do and what kind of things
mm-hmm.
you like to do and things like that. It helps you take risks
mm-hmm.
because when I was, like, in middle school, I didn't really like going out in front of a crowd and, like, kind of putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then in IB, after doing, like, student voice
mm-hmm.
and, like, being the chair of services, I feel like it was a great opportunity for me to kind of come out of my comfort zone, I guess,
yeah, right.
and gain a lot of skills
yeah.
that I can take.
Yeah, and also you were given many opportunities to try and also to explore yourself.
Yeah.
Like which areas are your strengths, which
mm-hmm.
ones are your weakness,
yeah.
right? Good. So now if we go back to the beginning of grade 11,
yeah.
if I ask you to like re-choose your CAS experience, what would
yeah.
you do differently?
I think my services would probably have stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
But for my performing arts, instead of doing Kahani for 2 years, I could do maybe like cult drama or some wavelengths, perhaps, join jazz band, because I didn't really join jazz, do any like musical elements apart from ITP.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that's the only thing I would have changed.
Mm. If I'm correct, I didn't see like many like sports really.
Yes.
Experience.
Yes.
why didn't you choose like many sports in the
so,
past?
In middle school, I was actually part of the badminton team, and I was like the A team.
Mm.
So it wasn't something that I did just for like fun. But then I think I was fairly okay at it. But then coming to high school, since the sports time changed to Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
mm.
there was a lot more commitment involved. And then from like me, I was thinking like, oh, instead of doing sports, I would much rather focus on like performing arts or like services. Because I feel like I'm more passionate about it in that area.
Mm.
So then in IB, I chose to focus on service and performing more than sports.
Okay. Then in uni, just develop more
yeah.
sports.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank
well
you.
Done.